Coming soon to a podcast near you, from the minds that brought you Ted and Tim's Brain Fart comes Dungeon Delvers, the story of two idiots blundering their way across the country in an attempt to deliver a package. Available soon on iTunes, Anchor, or wherever you'll find good podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Ted and Tim's Brain Fart.
I'm Tim and or Ted.
And I'm Ted and or Tim. And today I'm going to ask you the question.
Why?
How would you improve upon the gunpowder plot and Guy Fawkes' plan?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It's going to be the 5th of November very soon, and or now, depending on when you're listening to this.
Yeah, could be, because we're planning on releasing it 5th of November, I'm guessing. I don't know. This is our bonfire night.
I'm going to go for that one, yeah. So that's the plan, at the very least. So.
All right. So, right. Unfortunately, I'll be honest, my history on this is not great. I remember the 5th of November with the gunpowder treason and plot.
Gunpowder?
Yeah, see? Ruined it. That's literally all of that little rhyme that I have. Yeah. That's all I know. So I know Guy Fawkes at some point used as a scapegoat to blow up the Houses of Parliament, from what I remember.
Essentially, I mean, my memory is almost as sketchy as yours, but probably less sketchy in this, because I have read it recently. Ooh. Just to brush up. Essentially, he joined the already forming plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament.
Yeah.
To remove the king. It was actually, to kill the king. I think that was the original.
I assumed it was government.
Yeah. No, I think originally it was to take the king out at the opening of Parliament.
Oh, right.
Because you know how like even now the Queen comes in at the opening of Parliament.
Yeah.
And she comes in, sits there, and does a little speech, and then she chops off.
Yeah.
Well, that was the idea. Because the king was a Protestant king, and Guy Fawkes and his crew were all Catholics, and the Protestants were treating the Catholics rather badly at this point.
Okay.
Like the Catholics treated the Protestants when we had a Catholic king.
Yeah.
And then like the Protestants treated the Catholics when they had a Protestant king, and so on and so forth back throughout time, because religions can't agree on anything.
Yep.
But yeah, so that was the plan was to take him out and install a Catholic king and or queen.
Right.
And their plan was blow up the Houses of Parliament on the opening day of Parliament.
Yeah. This is a very straightforward plan.
Straightforward.
If I remember, they got into the sewers or something and put it all underneath.
Yeah, basically what happened was they had a plan to put it in a certain place, an area nearby, all this gunpowder, and it wasn't working out. And then they happened upon, luckily, a building that had a cellar that was near the Houses of Parliament, and then they dug a tunnel from there into something else closer to the Houses of Parliament, so that when the gunpowder went off. Right.
See, I always thought that maybe it was like subway tunnels, but I thought, dang, it was the 1600s, I think it was.
Yeah, 1604, 1605, something like that.
Yeah, I thought that surely they wouldn't have had subways. I'm sure they were an 18th century invention, but I wasn't sure.
Probably, yeah. But yeah, because for some reason I assumed it was subways as well, because there is now a subway station. London Underground's got a station that would be really good if you wanted to take down the Houses of Parliament, I believe.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Just in case you ever want to do the gunpowder plot.
Well, wasn't that part of the question? How would we do it better?
How would you do it, yeah?
Yeah, so...
on a train.
Right.
Batman style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Is it the Dark Knight where they did the train towards Wayne Tower?
Yeah. No, that was first Batman. Our Batman Begins.
Was it Batman Begins, that one?
Yeah, because that's when Ra's al Ghul was in it.
Oh, Ra's al Ghul was always in it?
No. He comes back every now and again. He dies and gets over it.
Oh, okay. He's a... Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
Right, okay, so...
He's not Batman, so that's not how it's working. Yeah. But yeah.
So if we were Batman, how would we blow up the Houses of Parliament? Is that the question?
Yeah, if we were Batman, how would we take over the Houses of Parliament? Take over it. Wow. That's different again.
Okay, so...
Well, Batman could take over the Houses of Parliament, really, because all Batman's got to do is pay enough money to the Conservatives. They'll make him a lord.
What a burn.
I went political for a second.
Right.
I took that one out, my only political joke though, so just be aware. If there's any more politics jokes in this, I'm out.
To be honest, I couldn't have even got that far.
Yeah, so the gunpowder plot.
Right, yeah.
The reason it failed. I'll give you the reason it failed.
They were found.
No, that wasn't the reason it failed, right?
They were betrayed.
In a way, yeah, but not quite. Essentially, what happened was opening a parliament, all MPs have to attend.
Yep.
And one of the gunpowder...
Plotters.
I couldn't think what the right word was. They're one of the people that were plotting with the gunpowder.
Conspirators,
that's the word. He had a family member, like a distant cousin or a relative of some kind, in the Houses of Parliament. He was a lord in the Houses of Parliament, and he would have been one of the casualties. So he wrote a letter saying, avoid Parliament on this day.
Okay.
Letter was found. They then raided the houses nearby, found tunnel, found Guy Fawkes sitting there guarding the gunpowder. He got the blame because he was one found with the loaded gun, essentially.
Yeah.
But there was a whole conspiracy behind it.
So I knew there was a whole conspiracy. I had it in my head that they used Guy Fawkes as a scapegoat. They kind of like purposely left him in it.
From what I've read,
they were planning on blowing it up and leaving it him with the blame, essentially.
I'm not sure whether that's true or not, but that might well be true. He was found guarding the barrels of I'm going to guess gunpowder because it's called the gunpowder plot.
Yep, I'd assume that was probably what it was.
And so they killed him.
Yeah. Makes sense. Burn him at the stake, I believe.
Hung, drawn, and quartered.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, so why did we burn him at the fire?
I think they burned him afterwards.
Well, that's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure about the last bit, but they definitely hung, drawn, quartered.
Yeah.
He spent some time in the Tower of London as well, getting tortured.
Yeah. I know that, obviously, now we celebrate him by burning a guy.
Yeah. I always found that as a little bit of a dark tradition, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we actively put a guy on the bonfire.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of us that do it are staunchly Protestant or staunchly royalist.
Or even political.
Or even political, as proven by my one joke.
So
their plan was to blow up the House of Parliament by digging a tunnel under Parliament, put some TNT there, and then lighting a fuse.
All right.
I imagine lighting a fuse.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, so what era am I blowing up the House of Parliament
1605.
In? I'm replacing Guy Fawkes in this scenario.
You're replacing Guy Fawkes and or Guy Fawkes's...
a posse.
Yeah, yeah. You're in Guy Fawkes's posse. They sit around a table.
Conspirator number uno.
You're not number uno. You are, because it was...
It could be my plan, though, hadn't it?
No. You're all sitting around and you're spitballing a plan, right?
All right.
You're like, someone's gone, oh, how about we dig a tunnel and put some dynamite in there? And you go, ah.
But what if we did this? Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my plan.
Okay.
It's elaborate.
Okay.
So it's going to take a long time. It's a lot of prep. So I might not get it done in 1605. 1606, maybe even 1607 is going to be the end game.
Right, yeah. Well, bearing in mind, they were plotting before the gunpowder plot. There were three other failed attempts before that, and there were like 5 years in the planning before that.
Right. In
so
that case,
you've got the time. There's no rush.
Rule of action,
yep.
Right, is to get all the other conspirators together
yep.
and say, look, stop trying to blow them up at the minute. Right.
Okay.
Let's just calm everything down.
Right.
Lull them into a false sense of security, right?
Right. First step, false sense of security.
Yeah. So make them think, all right, the attacks have stopped on Parliament. It's been a time of peace for the last 5 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Easily, right? And then what I'll do during those 5 years is I will dig a big tunnel in a ring round the Houses of Parliament.
Right. As a person that must have been to London at one point or another, you know where the Houses of Parliament are situated,
yes,
don't
I
you?
Do.
Right.
I'm going to use this to. I'm going to use okay. the Thames. I'm using the Thames.
Okay. I was just for those listeners that are abroad or haven't seen the Houses of Parliament, it is built next to the Thames River that runs through the centre of London.
Right. So my plan, right, is to make a lattice work of tunnels under the Houses of Parliament.
Okay.
With structural like columns, just holding the Houses of Parliament up. Right.
Yeah.
What I plan to do is blow them up, drop the Houses of Parliament down, blow open the tunnel to the Thames, flood the Houses of Parliament.
Okay, yeah, now that is pretty elaborate.
And like I say, years in the planning.
Years in the planning.
So no one's going to be looking for tunnels because, you know, it's time of peace.
Yeah, yeah.
False insecurity.
I mean, they managed to dig a tunnel under Parliament at one point, so no one's going to be looking.
I'll set up a subway company, right? And use that as a guise for I'm building a train station that goes right under Parliament, an emergency train station for the MPs should they need to get out in the case of any future attempts, even though it's a time of peace.
Yeah. It's elaborate.
It's elaborate.
And long-winded, but yeah.
Gets the job done, doesn't it?
It does get the job done. It blows up the Houses of Parliament.
It
drops the Houses of Parliament
yep.
into the newly forming dam.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, no, I do. Yeah, that's
the Thames has a new bay, Houses of Parliament gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
I'm increasing trade, because new bay.
I don't think you can justify it.
I'm doing it. Right? We've got a new port all of a sudden. We've got the new Parliament port, right?
Call it Parliament Bay.
Yeah.
Right. Sitting down Housing in estates. Parliament I'll Bay.
Buy land around it, right? All of a sudden, beachfront properties. I'll Lex Luthor this year.
I'm not sure where to go from there.
I mean, fucking done it, mate.
That's incredible.
Plan of the fucking future. It becomes real. It's like, why did you blow up Houses of Parliament? Beak from properties. That'll be my answer. No political response.
Okay, right. So, while I'm on board with this plan, because I genuinely, this is the best plan I've heard.
Yep.
It's the only plan I've heard.
Yep.
But it blows mine out of the water, so...
I want to hear yours anyway.
But
just don't let me go first, because I'm pretty good at these random plans.
Apparently so. No, you're sitting around with your co-conspirators, yep, right? Yep. Pitch that to a guy who's trying to kill a king for Catholic reasons. You said beachfront.
God is patient, my friend. You said patient too.
You said beachfront properties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you think God thinks you don't deserve a beachfront property? Think better of yourself. God wants you to have this new conservatory.
Oh, that's the worst joke so far.
Yeah. Well, I'm being liberal with them.
And that's all we've got time
for.
And that's all we've got time for.
They're all three of my political jokes. I was just naming parties.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah. All right, what's your plan? Come on. You're on the table as well. Spit one back, back to me.
Right. Well, the ultimate goal there is to take out the king,
yeah,
right? So what I would do is I would allow the gunpowder treason and plot go along.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, go for it. Dig your tunnel. That's fine.
Yeah.
Right? I would then instigate myself at the palace. I'd go to the palace and I'd go, I've got some inside information for the king.
Right.
And I'd sell them out hard, right?
Yep.
But I'd wait until they were really far on in their plan, right?
Yep.
Sell them out hard.
Yeah.
And as the king is going, oh, you saved the day, you saved my life.
I'd get a knighthood.
He'd give me a knighthood.
Yep, grab the sword and stab him.
Yep.
Good plan.
Done.
Yeah, you're going down for it, but yeah, good plan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I never said you had to survive the plan.
No, it's fair. Yeah, you're right, there wasn't it. So how would you do it better? Yeah, fair.
Yeah, because...
We still celebrate Guy Fawkes Day, because, you know, you got caught.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
king's dead.
They'd be burning effigies of me forever.
Yeah.
And I will have achieved the goal.
Yep.
So I'll go down in history not as a failure, but as a man who achieved all the things he set out to do.
Yeah, as a martyr. I'll be looking from my beachfront property.
if anything, we could work together.
Yeah.
I could sell you out hard just as the thing's dropping.
Yeah. Yeah, fair play, yeah.
You get your beachfront properties, I get my knighthood.
Yeah, you got to the king and said, look, you know that subway they're building? It's not a fucking subway. It's a Sarah stilts. Yeah. The whole of Parliament's on stilts all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And take less gunpowder as well, by the way.
It would, yeah, take less gunpowder. Yeah. But yeah, and so keep the king away. You sink Parliament, drown all the MPs. I get my knighthood, kill the king.
Yep.
Right? I then get executed, right?
Yep.
But knighthoods are hereditary. if you become a lord, it becomes hereditary, doesn't it?
They can also be rescinded, though.
But the gunpowder treason is...
I think betraying the king as he's knighting you qualifies for a rescission.
It depends how you time it.
I knight the Sir Ted of the Parliament Bay.
Yeah. Sir Ted of Parliament
that
Bay.
That is an awesome sword, Your Highness. May I have a look?
That's amazing.
And stab him.
And then stab him. Yeah.
Or, right, 1600s, right, same plan.
Okay.
Right, is your plan, right, sorry, right. You get knighted.
Yep.
You instantly whip out a glove and say, I, sir, challenge you to a duel. Slap the king. You're now an honourable noble.
Legal duel as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is get good at sword fighting in those 5 years that I'm planning to bluff.
I reckon I can get good at sword fighting. Oh, reasonably good at sword fighting in that time. Yeah. I reckon I can take a king down.
There's only one downside to this.
What's that?
You'll probably pull a pistol. You'll literally take a sword to a gunfight. I can see that happening.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I would literally take a sword.
You'd spend all that time practicing being a sword, and pistol flintlocks would have come a long way in those 5 years.
Well, they said that...
10,000 hours. 10,000 hours.
Yeah, no, but they said that... I read somewhere about flintlocks, that the most people in a flintlock duel didn't die because the accuracy of a flintlock was so poor,
yeah,
the chances of you hitting someone were so far that generally they were called a draw.
Well, I don't know if it would call it a record. If you bang, miss, or like shoulders here,
yeah,
you still got your go.
Yeah, I still got my go.
He's not got a sword anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a very small club.
So in that instance, taking a sword to a gunfight works. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I do believe, right? Just bear with me, right? You kill the king, you become the king.
I think that's the rule, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all.
So,
so yeah.
You're now a knight.
So I'm now a knight. I kill the king.
In
an honourable duel, I become the king.
Not treason.
It's not treason, because I become the king. Then you sink the Houses of Parliament. They go, oh my God, treason. I go, no, pardon.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. You get your beachfront properties. All I ask is 10% of the revenue.
I make no guarantees, but I'll try.
That's fine. All I'm asking is to try. But try 10%.
I've promised a lot of these houses to mates. So diggers, contractors, subcontractors. That's how I've been paying them.
I mean, that's fair enough. I've got all the gold in the world.
I've created Canary Wharf a couple hundred years earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's how we take over London.
Yeah, done.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Well, kill the king, become the king, yep. And beachfront properties.
Yep, so, genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've already improved upon his plan.
Yep.
There's been the exact right amount of casualties.
Exactly. Yep.
We've cleaned up Parliament as well, got rid of corruption.
Yep, too right.
Yeah.
We're now back to a proper monarchy instead of a political, parliamentary monarchy, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Because it's not...
Parlamonarchy?
Parlamonarchy?
Parlamonarchy. Oh, I like that. That's good. That's a good word. I don't know what it's called. What is it?
I don't know. Because it's not a dictatorship, because obviously it's not a dictatorship. It's not a full monarchy because we've got Parliament. It's not a democracy because we've got a king.
But I think, doesn't the Magna Carta strip all of the...
King's powers
the
away.
The king's powers
not
away.
All of them, though, because it strips them away for so many years. So the Queen now could literally just disband Parliament if you wanted, just face revolution as a consequence.
Well, yeah, but not as much revolution, mate. It might be civil war.
Yeah.
Because I imagine that there are enough people that are fucked off with the current bunch of ingrates that if the Queen goes, I'm going to get rid of these arseholes, they'd go, actually, yeah, all right, yeah, I'm on your side, Queenie.
Yeah, so I remember originally when the Magna Carta was introduced, the king lost powers over the armed forces and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The monarchy regained those back after so many years. I think it was after like four generations, something daft like that. And that's why it's now the Queen's police, the Queen's army, the Queen's armed force. But Parliament have authority over them to a degree if they get consent from the Queen.
Okay.
So we can't go to war unless the Queen goes, fair enough.
That's what the people want. She has to approve the...
MPs, the Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, she never argues because I don't think she doesn't want to assert any political power. But if I was the royalty and spent my whole life ignoring the power and just letting the country run as it runs, and then Theresa May walked in, I would have gone send me a human being, please. I asked for a human being. All I ask is at least a human being runs.
All right, Parliament. We'll start again.
Right, that's it.
New beachfront properties. I've got this new advisor.
Beachfront properties for everyone.
I'm about to give this other guy a knighthood.
Why have you got a glove in your hand? No reason, Queen.
What about you still fighting the Queen?
I'll fight anyone.
You're not going to wait till Charles takes a throne or anything. Well, if Charles takes a throne.
No, he won't, because I'm going to fight the Queen. You think I'm going to wait for an older man? I'm going to fight an old woman.
That's what you think. I bet she's wiry.
I bet she'll kill me.
Yeah.
Because we ain't got flintlocks now, are we?
She's got an MK under her dress.
She's going to pull out a Glock. I'm going to pull out a sword and go, this only works in the 18th and 1600s. Yeah.
She's going to be all like, fuck you, motherfucker. Pop, pop, pop.
Oh, I'd love the Queen, a big gangster.
Queen would definitely be gangster.
Have the gun all cocked to one side.
Yeah, right.
I'll pop a cap in your ass.
I'm going to fuck you up and feed you to my corgis.
I'm going to kill you, fam.
What? What, blood? What?
Why is the Queen so high-pitched?
I don't, Maggie. No. All right, anyway. Okay, can we improve on our plots any further? I don't think we need to.
I think
we've still got, half hour left?
Possibly, yeah.
I don't know how long we've been at this. You've got the thing.
I've got the thing, but I was... we've got plenty of time. It's all right.
Yeah, we've got loads of time, so we'll come up with something else.
Go from the other end there, right? Just on a side note.
All right. What other end?
Hanging, drawing, and quartering.
Oh, that's a bit harsh, that.
It's a bit overkill, isn't it? Literally
overkill.
Yeah.
Because you hang until nearly dead.
Yeah.
And then...
Cut in half.
You stretch them.
Yeah.
And then you cut off the limbs.
Yeah. I mean, that just seems a bit much.
It does.
A bit of an overreaction. I mean, all he tried to do was kill a few parliamentarians and the king.
I'm not entirely sure he tried to do that. I think he was just hired as a guard to guard a storeroom of gunpowder. I think he was surprised when the folk turned up and arrested him.
Well, to be fair, Guy Fawkes' life, I haven't read much of it, but he was in the military and stuff, so he was a soldier, so he knew he wasn't going in blind. He knew what was going on.
I thought it was just a proper patsy.
No. It, from what I understand,
did he face trial or anything? It was just kind of a straight up.
He faced trial, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a trial where he was
blatantly guilty.
Well, no, it was a trial when people who were judging whether or not he was guilty were the guys that he tried to blow up.
Yeah.
So there was no ability to plead innocence. He was tortured for information as well to try and give up his co-conspirators.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he did. I'll have a quick squiz through here. The trial of the eight plotters began in 1606. So eight plotters, Guy Fawkes and seven of his co-conspirators. Yeah, so he must have he pleaded not guilty despite his apparent his appearance of guilt. Fair play to him. That's ballsy, isn't it? You're caught under Parliament with lots of fucking gunpowder, and you go, "It wasn't me, sir."
Well, that's the story, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah, but what I mean is, right? What if we went back in time, Doctor Who'd it, had a little TARDIS, investigated Guy Fawkes? Turns out,
do we have to have a TARDIS? Can we have one of the Bill and Ted ones?
Because I think we should go for the good old fashioned the time machine. Spinning satellite dish on the back.
Yeah, but it only goes forward, doesn't it?
No, it could go back.
I thought it had to go far enough forward to get the thing to go back again.
Yeah, maybe, but. We fixed it though. We've updated it.
I just want to go on the Bill and Ted one. I think that'd be more our style, more in keeping with us, I think.
All right, yeah, fair enough.
Just two guys in a normal phone box.
I'm sure we're going to get too close with Bill and Ted and Tim and Ted.
Yeah, well, people have already got to be suspecting that a little
bit.
All right. Tim and Ted, excellent adventure.
I look a little bit like Keanu Robin Todd.
No, you don't.
I do.
Right. Way too Chinese for that.
That's racist, but okay. And he's like half something Polynesian. Want to say?
Yeah, but that's still not Chinese, is it?
No, but it's got the Asian like kind of tint to the eyes.
Well, Polynesian was like the tropics, like the Hawaiians and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's not Asian.
No, but I mean they've got like that.
You're verging on racist now, aren't you?
I'm always racist, though, so it's less expected from me. All right. Anyway, so we arrived back in time. What if we found out Guy Fawkes weren't even there?
Right.
They never found the real conspirators. Right? Okay. And that he was just some guy they picked up.
Well, I can believe that, yeah. I can go with that. Yeah.
History's written by the victors and all that.
Yeah, history. I mean, yeah. History's written by...
Because it seems weird that if they caught eight of them, why do we only know the name of one?
We know the name of all eight. We just know the most popular one.
Yeah, but why? Well, if he was just a guard?
Because
if he wasn't the ringleader?
I think they assumed he was the ringleader because he held out for a little while, not giving out his co-conspirators until the very end and stuff.
Maybe.
Because it said, I'm not sure if I've got this bit, because I had the notes. He had a, led by Robert Catesby, who planned the assassination of the Protestant King James. So it was actually Robert Catesby who led the gunpowder plot.
That's what I mean. So they couldn't get him, so they used the gate.
We knew his name.
So we obviously didn't get him. He obviously got away with
Guy Fawkes was described as a pleasant, approachable and cheerful man, opposed to quarrels and strife, and loyal to his friends.
That sounds like a patsy to me.
Yeah. But that was by a priest and former school friend.
See? I think Guy Fawkes was a patsy and that he didn't actually have anything to do with it. I'm going to make that claim.
Yeah. It could be.
I'm pro Guy Fawkes and Beechcroft Properties.
Pro Guy Fawkes and Beechcroft Properties. Yeah. That's your takeaway from this.
Yeah.
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 Well, to be honest with you, I think we had done a better job.
Yeah. I mean, can we do an even better job? I don't think we can.
We are relying on the kill a king, become a king rule, but I'm not.
Well, I think once you become a knight of the realm,
yeah,
doesn't that put you somewhere in line for the throne?
Oh yeah, but well far down. I mean,
yeah,
a knight of the realm, like Patrick Stewart, for example, he's a knight of the realm.
Yeah, well, for example,
and he's not in line for the throne.
What if
you've got to kill a lot of people to get to the throne? I mean, don't get me wrong, we'd help.
Yeah, but obviously these knights at the time were lords of parliament, weren't they? If I remember, when you're knighted, you become a member of the lords.
Not necessarily.
I thought that was a thing.
No, because there's different levels of knighthood. And to be a lord, you need to be... at the time, the lords... Guy Fawkes would have been hereditary lords. They'd have been...
Yeah.
It would have been entirely hereditary. You don't get appointed.
The kings can change lords. They can title land and stuff like that, can't they?
Yeah, yeah. But that's not a knighthood. It's a different... That's a different thing. Yeah. A knighthood is like an OBE or an... things like that, CBE.
Who would be in front of you... In Parliament. Everyone sent out invitations to everybody. The king's requested your presence.
Okay, yeah.
And then you become the last knight of the realm. All the king's family's dead, but you tried to save them. You managed to save the king, nobody else.
Yeah.
I've got Beechcroft Property. You pardon me when you become king.
Right, okay. So, I mean, that is a brilliant plan, and that's how we planned it, right?
Yeah.
I think there might only be one drawback.
All right.
I'm not as reliable as that. There's every chance that I might find it funny that you're being executed for treason.
Yeah, this is very true.
I mean, I would try my hardest to pardon you, but I'd get as far as
What I'd do then is I'd create a scapegoat. I'd call him Guy. He's the one that he accidentally detonated some charges that were not in the right place. They were supposed to be building other tunnels further away, and that accidentally brought down Parliament and flooded it.
Yeah, you could cut his hands off and give him like garden forks for hands, so then he could be Guy Fawkes, and that's why he's good bad with explosives.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't got real hands.
Yeah. What happened to Parliament was an unfortunate set of circumstances, and I just happened to own the outer rim of properties.
That's just a complete coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, no, I get that, yeah.
Yeah. It was that Guy Fawkes, unfortunately. What we should do,
there's no
torture him for a bit, hang him, draw and quarter him, teach him a lesson.
Yeah. Oh, fire, because he burnt Parliament down.
Flooded it.
Well, yeah. But he blew some stuff up as well, so there was fire involved. Burn him as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. So yeah. We still celebrate Guy Fawkes. You're a king. I'm a lord.
Yeah, I didn't say I was promoting you as a lord.
I'm claiming it.
You've got a lot of beats for
Parliament. I own all of Parliament Bay.
I might allow you onto the Privy Council.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to prove it anymore.
No, I don't. I think we've nailed it.
Because obviously people will believe that it might have been just an accident because we've had a long time of peace as established by calming everybody else down.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And no one will know about the potential gunpowder plot story because the only person who will know about it will be me.
No, I won't tell you.
Oh, you would tell me because otherwise why would I be going to...
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you right at the last minute.
So I can get the king out. Yeah. otherwise, the king goes down as well.
Yeah.
And none of us are in charge.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, good point. Yeah, all right. I'll let you know right as last as possible, Cam, because you might betray me too.
Yeah. I mean, is there any possibility?
I might even slip it out by accident. So guys just lit the fuse. Oh, shit. I was supposed to tell you. About to blow up Parliament. We'll flood it.
Yeah. All right.
Waiting for the king to arrive any time now.
Don't worry, I'll get him. I'll spear the king down. Parliament sinks.
Yeah.
I go, I saved your life, kingy. You better make me a knight.
Yeah.
All your knights are in there. You ain't got any left.
Yep, unfortunately, you. Can't you do a duel? Too early!
No. I'd wait, right? I'd be clever.
Yeah.
Right? I am a little bit smart sometimes, right?
Okay.
I'd get knighted. Yep. I wouldn't challenge him straight away.
All right.
Right, because it'd be obvious I had a glove. Yep. Right? Get knighted. And then, as he's still reeling with grief for losing all of his family, I'll say, look, sir, if you leave the throne now, people could rebel. You need to at least have an heir apparent. Otherwise, you know.
Self-named.
Yeah, and he'll name me heir apparent.
Yeah.
And then he just drifts off to sleep one day. He was a very sick man,
he died of a broken heart.
Very sad with grief.
We all mourned. We had a parade.
We did.
And
we will literally, we will do a full state funeral. We'll grieve. Yeah. And then I'll reluctantly step up to the throne.
Of course.
And then, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't even want to be heir apparent after you. I'm happy with my beakfront property.
I'm going to make you... I'll make you Lord Tim.
All right.
Of Parliament Bay.
Yep.
And I'll put you on the Privy Council, which is the Prime Minister, the Queen nowadays, and a bunch of other like lords and nobles and stuff that deals with the ruling of the country.
Yeah. I'm happy with that. The input would be very minimal. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it'll be me and you.
Yeah.
And we'll be sitting there going...
Oh, now we're going to run the country into the ground, aren't we?
How would England survive?
I don't think it would, mate. Nuke them. Invent nukes and then nuke them.
How long before we're at war?
Well, if we can wait at least 5 years to our nearest warring country, which at this point I'm assuming it's still France.
I would have thought so, yeah.
What I'll do is I'll go to France, right?
Yeah.
I'll go to the French Parliament and I'll dig a tunnel.
And I'll go to the Bastille.
Yeah.
Right. Introduce myself to the...
King. I want to say it was René the Fourth.
I want to call him Louis the Third because I mean, Louis the Third was in Musketeers, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, around then.
Yeah.
And same plan.
Two countries.
We swap out this time. I'll become the King of France. You become the King of England.
Excellent.
We've created a whole new reign of peace.
Yeah, we have, because there'll be no wars then.
Nope.
Now all we need to do is worry about Spain.
Don't need to worry about Spain at that time.
The Spanish Armadas, they had an Armada, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't think they got there till the 1800s, though, did they?
I assumed we were immortal. I thought we were going to be kings forever.
but we could be.
But yeah.
Now that we've got like two countries working on the same page, get all our scientists working on immortality, bring the Industrial Revolution around early because we know about it because we're ace.
because we remember from the future.
Yeah, we do. Unite the world under two flags.
Yeah. I think we've done it. I think we've won.
Yeah. I don't know what we learned today then.
We have learned that we would be the best supreme leaders in the world, and
I'd never doubted that for a minute.
Neither did I. No, yeah. I've always known it. and that we were smarter than the gunpowder plot people.
Yep, too right, yep. They never ended up with beachfront properties.
No, they didn't. And they didn't end up king either.
No.
Or king again, isn't it? King of France as well. They don't have a special name for it in France, do they?
No,
it's just king, yeah. I know that they nicknamed the prince the Dauphin, which means the dolphin, because his crest has a dolphin on it.
Oh, good for him.
Useless fact for you. Right. Very useless.
Yep, I didn't care.
Nope, neither did I. I only knew about that because of the Musketeers.
Yep, it's gone.
No, you did a poo.
Ah, yeah, that's how I get rid of information, don't you?
Yeah, but I normally go to the toilet, man.
No, I can squeeze it out.
Not in the middle of the studio.
Just get rid of that.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, on that note. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
You
have to hold on a second now because I'm nowhere near the button.
We're not prepped for this bit.
Not even a little bit. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we are at Triadic Ent. We are also on Facebook, and you can find us on Patreon under the name Triadic Entertainment. If you like our content, feel free to subscribe. Every penny helps. There are some great rewards available, and we would much appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.